Welcome back, everybody. This is Thoughts If It Were You by Neogentrix, Food for Thought. And it is 2:30 p.m. Now, like I said, I've been on a health strain for the last couple of days, and I have no idea why. But continuing with the trend of stuff I've been talking about, I'm going to talk about the importance of exercise, or why exercise is even important in the first place. All things considered, some people enjoy it, some people don't. And, I mean, to be fair, we all know that exercise is important in our daily lives, but we may not know why or what exercise can actually do for us. And to be fair, even if you don't think you are exercising every time you leave your house, go for a walk, or go to the store, even going to the store can be a workout. Because just simply walking is exercise. Okay? It's important to remember that we have evolved from, I guess you could say, nomadic ancestors, who spent all their time moving around in search of food and shelter, traveling large distances on a daily basis. You know, working hard is in our genes. Our bodies are designed and have evolved to be regularly active, in a manner of speaking. You know, in the same way that a sports car is designed to go fast, we are designed to move. If the sports car is taken out once a week for a 3-mile round trip through a town center, then it would probably develop engine problems fairly quickly. Over time, people develop too many problems if they sit down all day at a desk or in front of the TV and minimize the amount of exercise they actually do. There are benefits of exercising, okay? There are many benefits of regular exercising and maintaining fitness, okay? A couple of them are, and this one's probably the most common one you'll hear, exercise increases energy levels. Okay, exercise improves both the strength and efficiency of your cardiovascular system to get the oxygen and nutrients to your muscles. When your cardiovascular system works better, everything seems easier and you have more energy for all the fun stuff in life. Your cardiovascular system is your heart system, where all the blood is pumping through your body, through your veins, from your heart, and the air that you intake goes into your blood vessels, into your heart, and is dispersed through your body. So the better that system functions, the better off you'll be. The second one is it improves muscle strength, and this is true. Staying active keeps muscles strong and joints, tendons, and ligaments flexible, allowing you to move around more easily and avoid injury or accidentally hurting yourself. Strong muscles and ligaments reduce your risk of joint and lower back pain by keeping joints in proper alignment, so you don't have to worry about dislocation. They also improve coordination and balance. Exercise can also help you maintain a healthy weight. The more you exercise, the more calories you burn. In addition, the more muscles you develop, and the higher your metabolic rate becomes, so you can burn more calories easier when you're even not exercising at all. The result, you may lose weight and even look better physically, which will boost your self-esteem, if that's what your aim is. Not only that, but exercise will also improve your brain functions, increase blood flow and oxygen to the brain. It also encourages the release of brain chemicals, hormones, and otherwise that are responsible for producing this. Responsible for the production of cells in the hippocampus, in the part of your brain that controls memory and learning. This in turn boosts concentration levels and cognitive abilities. And it helps reduce the risk of cognitive degeneration diseases such as Alzheimer's. Sorry about that. I know these skills all too well, and that exercise helps with these, as I'm one of those people that has a very, very, very active mind and is basically super active. I'm not ADHD, but I do a lot of stuff in a short span of time. And having a good memory and a highly active, reactive brain is really, really good. So, there is overwhelming evidence that people who lead active lifestyles are less likely to suffer from illness and more likely to live longer. And I can actually testify to this being true. So, another thing that a lot of people aren't sure of is exercise good for your heart? And the answer is yes. It does reduce LDL cholesterol, the type that clogs your arteries. It increases HDL, the good cholesterol, and reduces blood pressure, so it lowers the stress on your heart. Added to this, it also strengthens your heart muscle. Combined with a healthy diet, exercise lowers the risk of developing coronary heart disease as well. So you don't have to worry about having a heart attack, for those who need it. Not the heart attack, exercise. regular exercise lowers your risk of developing type 2 diabetes as well. It helps to control the blood glucose levels, which help to prevent delay the onset of type 2 diabetes. Also, additional exercise helps to prevent obesity, which is a primary factor in the development of type 2 diabetes. And on that note, it also helps improve your immune system. You know, your body's ability to pump the oxygen and nutrients around your body that is required to fuel the cells to fight bacteria and viruses as well. Keeping with the theme here of why exercise is important, staying active also reduces the likelihood of developing some degenerative bone diseases. Weight-bearing exercise such as running, walking, or weight training lowers your risk of both osteoporosis and osteoarthritis. The adage of or use it or lose it function basically really does apply to your bones, okay? Exercise may help to reduce the risk of certain cancers. Not all of them, but a good some of them. It has been proven that it does. And being fit means that the risk of colon cancer, breast cancer, and possibly, keyword here is possibly lung cancer, and endometrial cancers are reduced. Okay? There have been studies in the Seattle Cancer Research Center that have suggested that 35% of all cancer deaths are linked to being just straight up overweight and sedentary. And I'm going to be honest with you, it kind of makes sense if you think about it. If you're just going to sit there and do nothing and you're constantly overweight and all you do is eat, then, well, I'm not really surprised. You know, I mean, you want someone to help you, but you need to first learn to help yourself, okay? Now, for those who can't do that, I understand you needing help. But for those who know better but won't do it, well, all I can say is God help you, okay? And with that, I'll agree to disagree. Exercise not only makes you physically fitter, but it also improves your mental health and general sense of well-being. So, in a sense, it's actually good. Active people tend to sleep better also, by the way. I'm one of those. I love myself a good sleep, but sometimes it's hard to wake up, and you do need to. Physical activity makes you more tired, and the more you're ready to sleep, the better and good quality sleep you have, as it helps improve overall wellness and can also reduce the amount of stress. Exercise improves your mood and gives you an improved sense of well-being. You know, physical activities stimulate the release of endorphins, which make you feel better and more relaxed. These in turn improve your mood and lower your stress levels. Not to mention, exercise can also help prevent and treat mental illnesses like depression, so I'd say physical activities can help you meet people, reduce stress levels, you know, cope with the frustration, give you a sense of achievement, and provide some important me time, as some people describe it, all in the same range of depleting depression for those who have it. So with that, keeping it fit can reduce some of the effects of aging as well, so keep that in mind. So with that, as you can see, exercise can be fun as well, okay? Getting fit is not about running on a treadmill for hours in your local gym. It can be a dance class, a new hobby like fencing, mountain biking, any kind of sport. I mean, it can be a group or a team activity like football. Actually, I don't really care for football. It's kind of painful. It actually hurts your muscles rather than helps you in the long run. But karate class can also be a good one. Martial arts, try those. Whatever form of exercise you choose, however, you'll almost certainly meet new people and make new friends. But then this also brings up the question, how much should you exercise? Now there's a question for you. Well, I'm going to go with something I read from the American College of Sports Medicine. And right now, according to them, the current guidelines suggest that to stay healthy, adults between 19 and 64 should try to be active daily and follow selected recommendations. Well, I can live with that. Let's have a look at what those recommendations are, okay? The first one is cardiorespiratory exercise. That sounds interesting. The second one is resistance exercise, and the next one is moderate versus vigorous intensity. These look very interesting, and with that, I mean, they all can all help you with your exercise routines and make it a lot easier for you to stay in the habit of doing it, and you'll feel good in the process. With the cardiorespiratory exercise that they have listed here, I actually know what this one is, so I'm going to go ahead and give you a brief overview. Obviously, the first half cardio is anything that pertains to your increase in heartbeat and breathing rates, such as including walking, running, sleeping, swimming, cycling, football, hockey, basically sports, or dancing. And with that, you should at least get 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise per week. With that recommendation, it can be achieved through just 30 to 60 minute intervals of moderate intensity exercise 5 times a week, or 20 to 60 minutes of vigorously intensity exercise 3 times a week, or just a combination of both of those. One continuous session combined with multiple shorter sessions of at least 10 minutes is also acceptable for those who know what I'm talking about. For those starting out, I would recommend gradual progression of exercise. Frequency and intensity is recommended. But you are more likely to stay on track and avoid injury if you just start off gently instead of gunning for it full force. And even if you can't reach these minimum targets, you can still benefit from some activity whatsoever. You don't have to go hardcore. This isn't an insanity workout, okay? With that, I would not recommend that being your starting point. Fair enough. Resistance exercises. Let me think about this one for a minute. It's concerned with working the body's muscle groups and building strength. That's basically all this is. It's recommended that adults train each major muscle 2 or 3 days each week using a variety of exercises and equipment. I mean, this is basically stuff you can just find in your local gym, in your apartment if you live in one, or if you're on a university campus, or, you know, you have a gym membership. You know, very light and or light intensity resistance training is best for older people or previously sedentary adults new to exercise as well. You know, 2 to 4 sets of each exercise will help adults improve strength and power. You know, and for each exercise, 8 to 12 repetitions improves your strength and power. 10 to 15 improves strength in the middle age and older person starting exercise, while 15 to 20 repetitions improves muscular endurance, period. Okay? And with that, I mean, it's recommended that adults should wait at least 48 hours between resistance training sessions because you can actually damage your muscles, which does not help you. You want them to rebuild themselves when they are torn from the workout. And yes, when you work out and build muscles, you tear them and let your body rebuild them, as well as your joints as well. As they tear and be rebuilt constantly, it makes them stronger and better. It's just like when a bone breaks, it rebuilds itself from a fracture if it's able to heal properly, stronger than it was before, because the tissue is newer. Now on to something else. Moderate versus vigorous intensity. Now, there are a number of different ways to classify the intensity of any exercise. Some are based on heart rate, some are perceived exertion, and some are on how the exercise affects your metabolic rate. Generally speaking, moderate intensity activity should raise your heart rate, make you breathe faster, make you feel warm enough to start to sweat, whereas vigorous intensity exercise will make you breathe hard, increase your heart rate significantly, and make you hot enough to sweat profusely and wish you had a tank of water next to you. That is what the insanity workout is. However, the other one is more like your Taibo, Zumba, or Pilates classes that you take, whereas it's moderately intensive but not super, super intensive. The physical activity guidelines for America suggest that the moderate intensity activities allow you to take to talk about but not to sing, whereas more vigorous activity results is an inability to say more than a few words without pausing for a breath. In other words, one makes you work harder than the other. Examples of the moderate intensity exercise would be brisk walking 100 steps a minute, dancing, swimming, aqua aerobics, gentle cycling, badminton, double teams tennis, and volleyball. That's moderate intensity. However, The vigorous intensity exercises includes things such as running, power walking at 5 miles per hour or more, or walking uphill very, very fast, cycling faster than 10 miles an hour, if you can even do that, aerobics, martial arts, competitive sports such as football. See, that's why I told you, don't do that if you can't handle it. Skipping rope, even jumping rope, and rowing a boat, because water is highly resistant. Although, overall, any activity that you get gets you moving, gets your heart rate up, and gives you enough pleasure to do it regularly, and often it is good for you, you know, in almost any way. And with that, it makes you feel satisfied. So with that, I say have fun, be healthy, please be safe, and feel good. Exercise doesn't have to be a chore. It can be something that you actually enjoy. Enjoy the rest of your day.